In the past year, food prices have risen nearly 9%, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture expects those numbers to keep climbing in the coming months. While we're all feeling the pinch of higher grocery bills, analysis from the news organization The 19th finds that women are paying the steepest cost. For more on this, we're joined by Cibele Carrizana. She reported this story and covers the economy for The 19th. Hello there.
Thanks so much.
So you report that women are being hit hardest by rising food prices. Why?
Well, what we know when we look at the expenditure data for a regular year is that women are often spending as much as 30% more than men on a lot of the top grocery items, eggs, produce, dairy, that kind of thing. So on a regular year, this is already happening. The reason why is, you know, women tend to do a lot of these purchases for their families. Also, when we consider that the makeup of families is pretty diverse, you know, women head the vast majority of single-parent households. They are making these purchases on behalf of their families, on behalf of their communities. And so they tend to be the ones who, you know, when you're walking in the grocery store, they notice those prices going up and it affects them directly and affects their families directly.
And you cite statistics showing women are the majority of the low-wage workforce. They make up the majority of caregivers. They bear the brunt of student loans and higher health costs. What kind of impact is this having on women?
Yeah, I think it's important to consider that women are at the nexus of a lot of these inequalities. And so they just have less wiggle room when something like this happens. You know, consider, you know, if you're buying free-range eggs, right, and the price goes up, well, okay, you can buy a cheaper carton of eggs, and now you're insulated from that price change. But if you are a low-income worker, which means that you are most likely to be a woman or a woman of color, you are probably already, you know, reaching for the cheapest carton of eggs in the fridge. And when that price goes up, you are not insulated from price increases. And so women tend to bear that a lot heavier because of wage gaps, because they are more likely to be low-income workers, because they don't have that wiggle room.
You spoke with Tammy Farrell, a 60-year-old who's caring for four grandchildren, and she started skipping meals over the past couple of months so her grandkids would have enough to eat. What can you tell us about Tammy?
Tammy's story is both heartbreaking and not uncommon, which is what is really sad about this entire thing, is she is walking to the grocery store and realizing, okay, we cannot buy meat now, so we buy more noodles. We need to check what's in our pantry for expiration to see what we can stretch. And when it comes down to it, I'm the one, this is what she told me, I'm the one who lacks, not the kids. And we hear that sentiment a lot from mothers broadly who we talked to for the story, who said the same thing. You know, I spoke to another mother who said, now when I make the grocery list, I put the kids' items first and then mine at the bottom. What we know is when food insecurity happens, women who, you know, are the heads of their families, the heads of their households, they're the ones who cut back for themselves in order to feed their families.
So that brings us to food pantries, which are often for many people a last resort, or government programs like SNAPs, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. How much are food pantries and the SNAP program doing to bridge this gap?
So one interesting thing that happened during the pandemic was we saw a large increase in how much money was available through the SNAP program for families. The benefit amount rose about 107%, which was really significant. And the issue with that is SNAP benefits are basically indexed to costs during June of every year. And so June of 2021 is really when we started to see a lot of these big inflation increases. So what's happening is, even though we have seen SNAP benefits overall increase, it's not keeping up with the rate of inflation.
So how does this intersect with racial issues? Because while there's a gender gap in many of these economic categories, there's also a racial gap. How does that play into this?
Well, yeah, if we're talking about the wage gap, we know that women of color have a much broader wage gap, are much more likely to be in these lower wage jobs, are much more likely to have less of that wiggle room, right? You know, we know Black women are earning 58 cents compared to a dollar earned by white men. For Latinas, it's even less, 49 cents. And we also know that Black women are more likely to be earning less than $15 an hour. They're the vast majority of those workers in every state, and also are more likely to be the primary breadwinner. So when those two things meet, that's where you really get that big tension point, where inflation becomes a really big problem for them. And I think, you know, one really important thing to consider is, if we're talking about inflation on food prices, that means folks have burned through a lot of reserves to get there, because food is the last thing you cut. And so if you are cutting back on food, that means you are probably out of savings. That means you might have already cut back on paying your rent, on paying credit cards. And so what that signals is really, really high rates of sort of economic insecurity.
Chibelle Karazana covers the economy with the 19th Newsroom. Thank you so much.
Thank you.